This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, the fan, 216-474-0092. All right, so this was kind of a hot-button topic. You know, during the game, Dylan Gabriel talking to the Browns preseason network, which is statewide, to Aditi Kinkabala, who's the sideline reporter, and interviewing him after he came out of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And good conversation, and Aditi was on earlier this morning, too, with the morning show. People are saying that it's a shot at Shador, and maybe I shouldn't say that before you hear it if you haven't heard it yet, but just listen.
You gave us some fabulous wisdom on how you tune out the noise and you don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home?
It's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that, and my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best teammate I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
Okay, you heard the entire clip. Jeff, is that a shot at Shador Sanders?
No, sir.
Dan, is that a shot at Shador Sanders?
Nope.
When you hear the entire thing, it makes it different. Now, if you just hear the clip, and by the way, that audio is horrible because all I could hear was the, not on our part, just like over
Dan,
there.
Dan, thanks you for that. Nice
no,
job.
That's not on you. That's just, could we hear more of the PA and less of the microphone?
Work hard for a man, and this is how he repays you.
Yep.
That's not you.
Beep.
See,
beep,
now you take that beep out of context, and people think that I'm talking about you when I'm actually talking about the audio.
There it is. Watch out, Dan.
So when I heard it at first, I didn't really think about it like that either. I
didn't hear the entire thing. I heard somebody.
How could you? You could hear PA, the overhead.
I heard somebody read what was out on social media, and it said some people are entertainers and some are
competitors.
And that immediately sounded like he might be taking a shot at Shador. If you hear it with the question, it's not that way at all, because the way Aditi set it up and asked him, he has said he has used that line before. That's okay.
It did sound like a line that you would have used before, right?
Didn't sound like it was off the cuff, that's for sure.
No, it sounded like it was something that he was repeating.
Bird has used before or whatever.
So I didn't think any of it when I saw it. And
here's Dylan Gabriel post-game explaining.
Okay.
All you in this room are entertainers. You have a job to do, and I respect it, right? And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well. Understanding that, that's how I've lived by, and I've said that multiple times, so definitely not a new quote, but something that I've definitely said before.
He expands a little farther.
I'm all about our team, you know what I mean, and each other. I would never make that, and I've said it before. That's why it's interesting. But for me, I've explained it. Entertainers are you all, competitor, that's what I am, and all my teammates, and we both have jobs to do. That's it.
One thing he needs to understand, and I'm sure he does, he's also an entertainer.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he doesn't have a choice.
He plays professional football. He's an entertainer. And media members are also competitors.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, you know, you can't just say one or the other. But he clearly is an entertainer, and he clearly is a competitor.
Are there people watching? Yes.
Yeah.
Are you on a stage?
You're getting paid a lot of money to play a game? Yeah, why? Because people want entertainment.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. I understand it, too. I also understand why he said...
Do you take any offense to what he said?
I will tell you this. There was a part of me after the... like, it didn't hit me when I watched it. And there was a part of me that thought, well, maybe he was taking a shot at Shador. But the more you listen to everything that he had said, I mean, because God knows Dan loves press conferences, and we listen to every one of them.
Sure
we listen
do.
To all of his.
Love them all.
And the best part about listening to all these press conferences was that I didn't, because we've listened to these press conferences, this is the way he is in every press conference. Like, he didn't deviate
He's real straightforward.
Yeah, he didn't deviate from his personality when he said this. That's why I was like... He didn't go out of his... I didn't think he went out of his way to be like, oh, this is my chance to cut on... I didn't hear that at all.
In his explanation post-game, I thought something was very telling when he said, you know, it's a line I've said before. So I thought, oh, really? Okay. Well, okay. So, he was, I wouldn't say taken off guard, but he thought, you guys interpreted it that way, huh? Okay. Well, there you go.
Hmm. Yeah. I kind of was listening just to the entire story, and then, you looked, and Dan, we were talking this morning because Zach Jackson was on with the morning show as well, and then, I listened to what he had to say, and it kind of made me want to go back and forth on it, perhaps. I don't think Dylan Gabriel was taking a shot, but here's what Zach said.
After dealing with social media hate, mostly from the Sanders side, I understand a human response. And I think what Dylan said on the sideline Saturday was a human response to all of this, because he has been the other guy since April 24th, and his first preseason has been completely undercut by the team choosing to do this. We don't know what he really meant. Sometimes after I talk to Jim France, I end up quoting him for a couple days, so it feels like maybe he was talking to Dan Lanning and quoting him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So you think it might have been a shot?
I don't think I need to further speculate. I think you could just play the audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hmm.
In a court.
So you listen to the whole thing, and now I'm listening to Zach. I don't know, Jeff. Yeah.
I don't think it was a shot, period. Has he been the guy who's been overlooked? Yeah, and we've been pointing that out since the day they were drafted with our fun little shtick.
In accordance with the Radio Act of 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
Has he been overlooked? You bet he's been overlooked. Shador is the hype guy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't blame Shador.
No.
Dylan Gabriel's had to kind of find his own way here. By the way, he was the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year last season at Oregon and third in the Heisman Trophy voting. It's pretty good.
I can't believe we just made this into shtick. Good job, guys.
If you met us, we could turn anything into a shtick.
Come on, man. Everything's a shtick. I still have other things on him that I haven't used yet. We've been using it for months.
Good. I was worried. I was concerned you may have more of that barrel of Dylan Gabriel stats that we all need.
Maybe this. He actually measured 5 feet, 11 and 1/8 at the combine. So almost 6 foot tall. Only NFL starters under 6 foot. Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young.
Do you need to get any more out while we have the opportunity?
No, this is a good time. We'll save them.
So I could understand why someone would think that was a shot, but when you listen to the
entire...
You know
why somebody would think it's a shot, Andy? Because they want to create some stink.
Perhaps. I get it. Oh, you go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff Phelps.
You're welcome.
Beautiful man. Thank you.
There are plenty of people that think you... Here, Daryl and Solon think so. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Daryl.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So, a couple things. If it wasn't a shot, and I'm not saying that, I'm not going against you guys, but if you remember, it kind of reminds me of when Oregon was getting ready to play Colorado.
Okay.
And the coach says, hey, we play for wins, they play for likes. And then he says, "It's I'm competitors, you guys are entertainers." So now he's trying to slam the media after one preseason game.
No, that's not a slam. Media members are entertainers.
I agree with you. I think it's slam on the media. I don't think.
Well, I don't. I've always told people my job is two things: to inform and entertain, and not always in that order.
Because okay, I take.
So you're accepting the fact that he's correct that saying that we're entertainers.
Well, without question,
yeah,
Andy.
I have a lot of people think we're not entertainers. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, they don't have to like it, but that's what we're trying to do.
That's true. You could be a good entertainer or a bad entertainer.
We could stink.
Okay. That's true.
Fair. They'll tell us soon enough. We'll go home.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Get a broom. We'll make a living doing something else.
I also heard one of the newscasters after the game said, hey, I want to thank him. It was a newscaster because he says, I didn't know I was an entertainer. So, hey, how do you think about that? So it's just a funny – I'm not saying that he meant it for Shador, but, that just sounds real familiar. And then, okay, well, why are you slamming – why are you calling – like you said, you don't mind being called an entertainer. Some people didn't know they were entertainers. It just was like, okay. But, I'm like, wow, that's kind of odd, but I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
Daryl, the only thing I can think is that when the game's over, you need to listen to Jeff afterwards. You get more information.
I did.
All right.
We inform and entertain.
That's
hopefully.
Right, Daryl. He's got
not always in that order.
Thank you. You got to get your priorities straight. Get the TV off. Make sure you're listening to Jeff. Quickly, Chuck and Hudson. Hi, Chuck.
Charles.
Yo, people who think that Dylan Gabriel was taking a shot at anybody really need to get lives because that's just ridiculous to think that he meant anything by that. And the other thing about that game, the pick he threw, not his fault, obviously receivers in the same area, but did you see the tight end pull his hands back? That's a cardinal sin. If the ball is catchable, you catch it. You don't think it's intended for somebody else. That's all I got.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Probably shouldn't have thrown the pass.
I don't know. Gerard's take on it I thought was interesting because he was on the field and he was just saying, he said yes. I think all the guys on the broadcast said he should not have thrown the pass, but there was other stuff going on.
Completely botched.
Especially
play.
Because Deontay Johnson, he had two receivers in the same area, which should have been the red flag for him to say, don't throw the ball.
Right, exactly right.
And
Deontay was past the throw, too. So, I mean, it's not like Deontay could have come back.
Well, yeah.
Regardless, he was past the throw, so he couldn't have come back to get it. Dylan shouldn't have thrown the ball.
He shouldn't have. And then you're not talking about picks. It was weird because everything he did up to that point was like, wow. Oh, back to normal.
Welcome to the NFL.
That's what it felt like. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. I'm just curious, do you think that he took a shot at him? 216-474-0092.
Even if he did, so what? But I don't think he did.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.